KLAS, St. Louis's sports leader.
7:44. Welcome back to the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. This is Ask Tony, as we do every Wednesday at 7:40. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy T. Cat Hayes, Martin Kilcoyne with you, and as we're joined every Wednesday morning at 7:40 by the Cardinal manager. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Nice win last night, man.
I'll tell you something that was kind of on my skin already. I mean, I picked up the paper. It was Taguchi packs a wallop.
Yeah.
That's very disrespectful. I mean, you look like his body of work. You guys are creative. Now, did he pack a wallop last night? I don't think he packed a wallop.
I think he packed a little bit of a wallop.
He had four hits. I mean, it wasn't a wallop.
I think that gives like the wrong impression. I mean, he's not like a power guy. I mean, he's more like, you know, like hauling a laser or, you know, waving a wand. He's not a wallop guy.
How about Taguchi locks in the laser? Would that work?
I think that's a little more clever. Today, so we'll be swinging for the fences. I just think it sends the wrong message.
I heard you in the clubhouse calling him so load.
Yeah, but that's sometimes things stay in the clubhouse.
This is your chance to ask the Cardinal manager anything you would like. 969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless, toll-free 866-326-0590. We started off with Calvin. Calvin, good morning.
Morning, Tony. How you doing today?
I got a little beef with you. I heard you were down in Springfield?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's where you're loyal to. I mean, which club are you with? You down with us? Down with them?
I'm down with you.
That's what I thought, but, you know, I talk to people.
Doesn't seem that way.
Wear your Cardinal cap to the ballpark. Show people you mean business.
No, but I would like, look, Calvin, C. Diddy, these days, he's like a celebrity. So, like a Springfield they have him down there. It's like big Calvin out at the ballpark. I just took a little bit of offense.
Yeah, it went over pretty well, though. I'll tell you, those guys really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that.
Have you ever thought about maybe having Mike Martz come in and coach the club for maybe about a week, and you running out to Rams Park there and showing those guys how to play four quarters, and like you show the guys at Bush play nine innings?
It might be not be a bad idea. Maybe once you guys have clinched, it'd probably be better to do that.
That's an outstanding question. I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, we talked about it. Try that, like, even for like training camp. I mean, like Parcells comes in. Coaches spring. I'd love for a day, run like the days of two, go out there to the park. You know, I mean, you get like a chance to really dial in. I mean, our guys at spring training, we're like fishing all day. No, I think the chance to be a coach out there, I mean, I'd like to wear a uniform. That's the one thing I feel strongly about. So, I mean, I'd have to have
you'd wear the pads and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I think like you look at how sharp I am, the way like I dress up every day. No, I'd like to have a uniform. I think Coach Martz, I think he'd be outstanding. I mean, he'd come down. I mean, there was some talk they were going to convert Jimmy into a pitcher. I mean, they look a lot of our players. They were trying to move him around, like Reggie Sanders going to play second base. So, I mean, I think a very creative mind. He could do a lot of things with our club. No, I'd love to go out there for a day. You know, I'd like wear the Ray-Bans inside. But, no, I think it's an outstanding idea.
Since we're asking hypotheticals, this one is
That's not so hypothetical. You might be surprised.
I've wondered about this. Have you ever considered having a dog grooming day once a week in the clubhouse, like let PetSmart go in there and, you know, fans can bring their dogs in, get groomed a little bit?
I think that'd be a good idea. Would the money go to Arf?
Arf, yeah. Or me.
Yeah, but I assume you're not being wise?
No.
You're not cracking wise, are you?
No, I'm not
cracking. There are a lot of ball players that bring their dogs in. We can't have, there's like in the back room where you can't go, there's like a little kennel back there. So on any given day, like we have a starting rotation. Well, you look closer on the board, we have a rotation too. I mean, there's guys in charge of kennel day. So are you going back there like a Ray King? Yeah, like, you know, 20.
What, you got to clean out the cages?
No. It's just like a lot of it is pet duty where we want you to actually
That's what I'm
pet.
Talking about, pet duty.
No. I think you got to like show the animals some affection. So you go back in there. Maybe you got like Albert who's very dialed in. It's kind of nice to see him go back there and be real lovey-dovey when you got like the Los Ops are running around. So, no, we had, like, a little kennel in the back. I don't know about the grooming. But, it was like, you know, like a little pet zoo almost.
969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless, toll-free 866-326-0590. Your chance to ask the Cardinal manager anything you want. It's Ask Tony on 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind. Rob, 590 The Fan, Ask Tony. Rob's gone. Scott, 590 The Fan, ask Tony. Scott, 590 The Fan, ask Tony.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Gotta hit that button, right?
I don't know what's going on. Scott, ask
you
Tony.
There?
Yeah, we're here. Can you
hey,
hear us?
Hey, I think something messed up with your phones.
Oh, we all have stories.
Yeah.
Hey, ask away. You got the skipper right here.
Hey.
He doesn't have time for this crap.
I know. Well, so, Tony, I have a question for you. I know you're big into ARF and everything. What do you feel about the baseballs being made out of leather?
Well, I think that's actually misreported. A lot of baseballs right now.
Soy, I think. Isn't it a soy casing?
Soy milk.
No, Woody Harrelson. That was a good man. He got a lot of hemp balls that have been made now. You look at our club, the way we hit the rocks out of the ball gets like just flies out of the park. So a lot, if you look closer, we're not using the cow balls anymore.
It's
so
hemp?
So the Cardinals are using different balls than everybody else in baseball. It doesn't seem fair.
No, I talked to Bud about it at the All-Star game. So this is a new thing. It's very underreported. Yeah, no, we're not going to have those anymore. The cow leather. What do you call it? Like leather cow? No, we're not going to. No, no. We have already made a change.
The gloves seem to be leather.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, those aren't made out of hemp. I can tell.
How close are you look? We got some gloves that are made out of velvet. It's a very soft, comfortable glove.
No, Michael Jackson wears a velvet glove. I don't think what I'm seeing in the field are velvet
gloves. Yeah,
it's
with diamond studs.
No, I think you got to look a lot closer. No,
have you watched the games, Kat?
I was watching last night. I thought I was watching.
No, I mean, you could even. There's a nice little lady. There's a call a couple times. She's crocheted some gloves. We're going to look at those. No, alternative methods. I think you can't go wrong. I mean, Sparky told me a long time ago. I mean, you're going to be open to a lot of things.
Yeah. I don't think that's respecting the game.
No, know the game, love the game, and
disagree.
Don't play it with hemp. Mike, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Good morning, Tony. Hey, I know it's a well-known fact that you and Bobby Knight are pretty good friends. I was wondering if you guys have ever discussed his love of hunting and if you've ever talked to him about that. And if you guys ever did get in an argument, has he ever tried to, like, kick you or choke you or anything like that?
Or
and
shoot
my other
you.
My last question is, and I'll hang up and listen, is why prior to answering any question do you always make that noise like, what?
No, that's a good question. No, that's very funny because, like, Elaine the other day said, a serious question, like, is it yes or no? And I said, as she said, after all these years, I must know, is bah, yes or no? So I thought about it. I think it's kind of like, I'm not sure. And I don't like bull crap answers like maybe. But, you know, bah is just kind of, I'm working up to it. Well, I mean, a lot of times, I mean, I want to be very accurate, very respectful, so I'll take a second or two. You ask me any questions, I'll say, bye. I'm chewing on it. That's like a mental chew.
I got some peach chew over here.
Yeah, you guys want to share.
Try the mental.
No, I'm not talking about like a real, like, you know, stick that water dip in your mouth. No, I'm not talking about that dip me you do, but no, it's like a mental chew. I know I like about Bob Knight. I mean, the thing about him, I mean, he's just a big old teddy bear. I think this has been so overreported, like he's an animal.
No, but he goes out, he hunts, and then he takes the carcass, he throws it over his shoulder.
Puts it in Rudy's refrigerator.
No, I've never seen that. I've never seen that. No, my experience with Bob, I mean, he likes to read poetry. He likes to sit on the beach, you know, kind of put his toes in the sand.
Have you ever thought about choking a player?
Yeah, a couple
times.
And
let's not get into Tino, because I don't want to go in the whole Tino.
No, so that's, I mean, nobody, I mean, he was a warrior. So, no, I mean, I'm more likely to choke like a media member.
Who?
I saw, like, a little shopper down there yesterday. I was going, like, you know,
How do you choke a guy who's wearing a Cardinals cap down there?
Trying to show my support for the club.
I'm for the Cardinals.
No, I respect that. I mean, I think either you're on board or you're not on board. I think, you know, Butch on board.
Would you like to see?
He called you Butch.
Yeah, well, that's what people call me. Would you like to see the cat perhaps come down there with a Cardinal cap and show that he's on board?
I'll wear the whole uniform if you want, Tony.
No, I'll just say this. I mean, I had a couple of times down there. Like, I was in Goldberg. He'll put on like the whole coat, like the bullpen pitcher coat. I think, man, that's a little too much.
Edlin, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Tony, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you what's up about 10:06 tonight.
Hey, man, I want to ask you this question, man. Look, I got a problem.
No, we all have problems.
Well, this is what it is. The fellas say that I should call this 1-800 number. I'm addicted to strip clubs.
Mm.
And so I said, well, instead of calling this therapist, I'll call Tony.
Good for you.
Tony has all the answers. So, Tony, you know, my girl broke up with me yesterday.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to figure out, man, give me all the answers, man. How can I stop going over to Brooklyn, Illinois, looking at those beautiful women?
All right. Thank you, Evan. We'll get you the answer here.
No, this is a real problem.
No, that's how it's like real life. You know, a lot of times you're reminded you just beat yourself up over like a bunt. Didn't work. No, but then you wake up, you read the paper. No, you talk to people. No, that's a real heartfelt question. I appreciate. No, that's a legitimate question. I mean, we have ball players. Spend a little too much time over there. I mean, I have my people that tell me who goes over to the Pink Tulip and all that. So I'm familiar. I think what I would do if I'm Evan, I think you go slow. It's like you talk to a ball player who's very hefty. You don't say, hey, don't eat donuts. You say, hey, eat six. Like a week later, I'll talk to him. I say, hey, try three.
So if I'm one sitting?
Yeah. So I think like Evan. If I'm you.
His name was Edlin.
What was that?
Edlin.
Well, him too. I think the key is get yourself back, you know, like a lap dance tonight. Go ahead, you know, have a little moment. But tomorrow, don't go. Okay, now like Saturday, okay, go ahead and go. But let's just order a cocktail, but no lap dance.
How about like a shoulder dance?
I think maybe like, you know, a little mild brush up, but nothing elaborate. I think it's all about scaling back, and eventually maybe the loved one will come back into your life because she will have seen you wean yourself, and that doesn't be trying to be funny, Tim, but it will get yourself weaned off the strip club.
What would you recommend him do on the day where he doesn't go to the strip club? I mean, that's part of the addiction. You need to get him through those 24 hours when he can't go over to the Pink Tulip.
No, I think you watch baseball. A lot of times it'll help you get your mind off it. You know, you see the man holding a stick and you say, whoa, I don't want to think about what happens over those clubs right now. You really have to focus on the game. So I think, yeah, I mean, I think there's a way around all that a lot of times, and maybe even just read the book.
What if he got himself one of those Australian shepherds?
No, like the Australian cattle dog, I believe, is the most loyal dog on earth. So, I mean, get yourself a close friend. A lot of times what happens, it's very unhealthy because a lot of these women, they don't really love you.
Tony, we appreciate your time. Thank you for breaking it down. Thank you for helping Edlin out. I think that'll hopefully get him through his addiction to the Pink Tulip. You ever been over to the Pink Tulip?
No, sir.
All right. Well, good luck.
I barely leave the clubhouse, as you know.
I thought there was a book signing there. Maybe it was a different book.
That was Hollywood Nights.
No, I understand. Like the young people like to. I'll be at the Cheshire Tonight signing. So if you'd like to see, read the book, come by the Cheshire later.
What did you
tonight.
Think of that that piece on HBO they did on you? Did you get a chance to see that?
Yeah, no, I thought it was, you know, I mean, I didn't appreciate me saying freaking a couple of times, so I could have, like, what you call, like, beep it out, but, no, I thought it was well done. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, Costas, she's right up there with Butch, so I probably too many shots at the cat. People won't appreciate that, but.
Costas is Costas.
Yeah, that's about as well said as it can get.
Dunks dunk, Tony. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck tonight against the Diamondbacks.
We're going to have our hands full again. It's just like playing the Royals. You got to be ready every night.
Nobody's playing better than Diamondbacks. It's 7:57 in the morning. You're listening to 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind.